This is our problem.
There was one sort of problem, in a way, that I found when chanting all the time, and that was that I start being able to relate less and less to all the people I know. I mean, then there's only times when I see people like Shyam Sundar or just a few people, then that's okay, but most of the other people, you know, I suddenly found myself on such a different level that it's hard to relate.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it feels as though it's a point where I have a decision of either slowing down and pulling back towards those people in order to try and pull them with me, or maybe if, because I'm not ready to go, or just cutting the thing off and just going completely. You know what I mean? Just in day-to-day things, the more and more the build-up...
Material management.
Yeah.
But the build-up of the mantra and the effect is in so subtle in a way that there's all that point where I just can't relate anymore to anybody. Yeah. Maybe you don't have that experience.
Says that when he chants, he becomes spiritualized, so that it's difficult to relate with his business associates, colleagues.
Yeah.
But not even that, to my friends, even to my wife. I mean, to anybody. You know, it's...
And it's sometimes difficult to see...
But your wife is very favorable.
Yes.
She's a nice girl.
Yes, she's an angel, you know, in a way. She's okay.
If wife is favorable, then that is a great advantage.
But you see, what happens is, this is also what Terry was saying yesterday, is that, you know, like, now if I'm not into it too deeply, then I'll come down to begin a day and I'll be quite nice and say, do this, okay, and off we go to do it. But the days, the periods when I'm so deeply into that, chanting all the time, then when I finish chanting, I come down, I'm like Ravana. You know, I come down and I'm not smiling and I'm not particularly happy because I'm saying, do that, get that, why is this? You know, there's more urgency involved, the realization that everybody's wasting the time and everybody's doing mundane things which are, and you know, just having a little bit of mundane fun.
But when you were chanting, you wrote the song, and it's proven by people's purchasing all the songs that they want to hear that.
But the problem is this: to find a balance, because obviously I know where I benefit by doing that, but I'm benefiting so much that suddenly I find I'm out on a limb, and it's hard to be able to pull those people with you. You know, there's a point where suddenly I'm not going to know them anymore.
He says that it's difficult when he becomes spiritualized by chanting. He feels it's a dangerous position in a way, because then he will be cut off from his audience, from people who will be ordinary people. He's afraid they will not understand him. He will not be able to take them with him to that point. So he has to find a balance.
Yes, you keep balance. You keep balance. Don't spoil your position. Keep your position, but just like external, internal. Then Raghunath Das Goswami, yes, when he was Raghunath Das at home, he became attracted with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So immediately he wanted to leave home and go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, no. Don't do it hastily, it is not required. You, externally, you remain as you are. You are a rich man's son, you have got management, jamindari, and he was a good manager. Krishna will help you. So, bhajche loko bhavahar, antar nishtha, bhajche loko bhavahar. Within, you just keep yourself all as Krishna conscious. Outside, you just deal just like ordinary. This is the tactics. Because your talent It's not ordinary talent. So you are getting money, so why shall you receive it? You refuse to get it. No. Money can be utilized for Krishna. Our policy is not that, that you don't touch money. Why not? For Krishna's sake, we have to do so many things. So money is called Lakshmi. When I heard that this village is Lachmore, Lachmi more.
Lachmi.
More Lachmi. So, Lakshmi is, according to Vedic idea, Lakshmi Narayan. You understand Narayan?
Lakshmi.
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 Lakshmi means fortune.
Yeah.
Goddess of fortune. And Narayan means the Supreme Lord. So, we worship Narayan.
Narayan.
Krishna is another feature, Narayan. Vishnu. Krishna is the original Supreme Lord. And he has expansion, many expansions. We are also expansions, living entities. Eka Bhushama. He has expanded. Just like father expands. By many sons. Similarly, God has expanded in many parts and persons. The Vishnu form is the original form. Samsha, it is called Samsha. Personal expansion.
Vishnu.
And we, living entities, we are Bivinlangsha. Exactly. Our position is not on the God's platform, on the servants, God's servants' platform.
Did you say Vishnu is the first?
Krishna.
The first expansion.
Yes, no, first expansion is Balaram, Baladev. From Baladev, there are four expansions. There is Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Then from Sankarsan, next expansion is Narayana, four-handed. That is Vishnu form.